It's been over 3 months now since the day Kenya reported its first COVID-19 case. Few spread in few days led to immediate closure of schooling institutions, industries, factories, most global business activities to worship places. Measures by the government of Kenya to curb, stop and contain the further spread, thus avoiding gatherings and some businesses that needed mass movements or crowding to close. Imposition of curfew times, mandatory quarantine to lawbreakers and lockdown to some towns and areas affected. A measure seen of benefit, though most complained about it. Here in Garbatula, a semi-arid region in the Northern Frontier District, the pandemic has taken its course, forcing residents into dark corners of hopelessness, from lack of employment opportunities, whether permanent or seasonal, forcing many families going to bed on empty stomachs. Savings finished, no earnings, bills going higher day in, day out. The economic darkness that forced even primary school-going kids into activities of gathering and selling wild gums, locally known as hur, a medicinal bud of a local tree, agarsu, a commodity that has been viewed as the sole but rare resource to find, a kilo going at 800 shillings in Garbatula market. Most breadwinners, both men and women, single mothers and even secondary school students, risking their lives camping bushes some days and nights, some in groups, while others all alone, together in abundance. As the family home remembers them in prayers, hopefully of something to eat when they return the next day. Reporting for Garbatula Runnet FM, my name is Guyo Bareda.